The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is May 16th. It is a little after 11 o'clock, in the morning. Once again, this is CA Nuri and I shall be your host for the day as we talk about opportunities. All kind of opportunities are being talked about today. And in-house, we have Mr. Yofi Grant, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center. And they're doing big things inside the Bahamas at this present time. Tomorrow there's some kind of trade expo that's going to be held at the University of the Bahamas. Go ahead, Eric.
It's a very important word to use. It's a summit.
It's a summit?
Right, so there's a trade summit. Ghana-Bahamas Investment Summit at the University of the Bahamas, scheduled to take place at the RBC Auditorium at the Franklin R. Wilson Graduate Center at University of the Bahamas.
What time, Eric?
It will begin at 8:30 a.m. and conclude at 1 p.m.
Good. So now I want to speak to Mr. Grant, right? And I want to understand the opportunities and also understand how Ghana is. Because now I'm learning the term Ghanaian.
Yes, Ghanaian.
And people were confused that Ghanaian, Guyanese, it's the same thing. We realized, no, it's not, right? And so I want to start from there, and then we bring back in the opportunities we can get for attending tomorrow, and then opportunities in terms of who do we connect with, and how do we connect and contact these people?
Well, thank you very much. I wish I had all day, because this is something that I'm very passionate about. I could speak about all day. But as I started saying, I think the real problem we have is that we've been separated for so long and there's a lot of information asymmetry. Mm-hmm. But let's take a few steps back in history. It was 1492, the claim that Christopher Columbus discovered the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Very close to that, in fact, a little 20 years before then, 1471, the Portuguese landed in Ghana. Mm-hmm. And they found the ground so rich that they called it the mina, El Mina, the mine, mm-hmm. because they found gold. Mm-hmm. Just so, they could pick gold off the ground. And since then, many things have happened. Subsequently, the slave trade, ignoble slave trade started, mm-hmm. and the separation started. And I was curious that the first three ships that came here came from the Hunter region, the western region of Ghana. Mm-hmm. So we are the same people. Mm-hmm. But like everybody else in the world, we've seen how the world has grown. We've seen people move across seas and oceans going to discover things. And it's significant for me because it's that same spirit of adventurism that made people cross seas and oceans to find the new land, the new economy, that birthed a new world development. And today we have a unique opportunity for Bahamians who want to discover a new world to come to Africa. Mm-hmm. The advantage you have is now you know.
Yes.
The Christopher Columbuses and the Vasco da Gamas and all those people just sat on ships and just went. They didn't know anything.
Yes.
But today you know. You know where you come from. And you know that where you come from has opened its arms to you to get back in. But let me talk a little bit about Ghana. Ghana was the first sub-Saharan African country to gain independence, as Minister Kujo said, in 1957. Mm-hmm. And Ghana always has been the spearhead in the African political emancipation. Our independence sparked a wave of Afro-optimism on the continent, which led many other countries to then fight for independence and freedom from the colonizers. And since then, Africa has gone through its own ideological experimentation over the decades, but today wholeheartedly embraces constitutional governance as the way to rule and go forward. But I think that there have been lots of misconceptions.
Yes.
First of all, yes, let me do a little bit of parallel thing. Mm-hmm. Because I realize that a lot of people in Bahamas don't really have a right perspective of Africa. and Ghana. Mm-hmm. Ghana, first of all, has a population of approximately 32 million people. Our landmass is approximately 240,000 square miles.
Wow.
Yes. But we have just 550 kilometers of pristine seafront or beaches.
550 kilometers.
Yes.
That's a whole lot of kilometers.
Straight line.
Yes, sir.
I said, but our, if you compare GDPs, Ghana's GDP is approximately $80 billion.
Wow.
The GDP of the Bahamas, as I think, as at 2021 or 2022, is about $13 billion. The population of Ghana is 32 million people. The population of Bahamas...
400,000.
400,000. 400,000 people only fit in the community which I live in, Accra.
Wow.
Called the Spintex Road.
Yes. They call it the road, not even the complex.
Yes, they call it the road.
Yeah.
You have 400,000 people. So those are the perspectives that we need to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And like they said, we have hundreds of universities, private universities, state universities. So it's a totally different place.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
if I could stick a pin, today is International Day of the Boy Child. And the theme for this year is focuses on mental health. And a lot of that is about expectations.
Right.
And in the Bahamas, we have a lot of young people who I think their expectations are not balanced. For instance, we have a number of young men who want to be rap stars and rap moguls, but they don't understand that you cannot do that in, you can't go platinum in a country with only 400,000 people.
Exactly.
But
so then again, you've already outlined one opportunity that exists.
Yes.
And my honorable minister did outline the African opportunity. 1.4 mm-hmm. billion people. You compare that to China. China is 1.45 today. India has become the largest country, 1.47 billion people. So the African market itself is as large as the two largest markets already.
Yes.
Significant opportunity. You can sell anything, you'd find a buyer amongst 1.4 billion people.
And if I just may give a demonstration of that market in reality.
Yes.
Music from Ghana and Nigeria is now recognizable in both markets. And you are increasingly having collaborations between Ghanaian musicians and Nigerian musicians. And the effect is that when any of those songs hits the African market, this hitherto poor Ghanaian young potential rapper now has a market of 1.4 billion people across Africa. And as the diaspora, the African diaspora now consumes that music, it's a few billions beyond 1.4. In fact, in the last World Cup in Qatar, one of the most exciting things was doing the halftime breaks where they will play some African songs, and when it plays, the whole stadium
erupted.
What it meant was that the whole world. So to that young, you know, Bahamian man who wants to be a rapper,
mm-hmm.
one of the fastest routes to go platinum is to collaborate with Africa,
mm-hmm.
and you reach the world.
Absolutely, and don't see yourself as competing against Africans to grab a space in the global north. See yourself as working with Africans to create more space
Absolutely.
For each other in the entire world.
Yeah. You know the exciting things. Today, Africa is 1.4 billion. By the year 2030, that will be 1.7 billion. By the year 2050, that will be 2.6 billion.
I only need 0.1 billion to make my money.
That will be one quarter of the world's population.
Yes.
One quarter of the world's population will be African.
Yes.
But if you add that population size today, even today, with the population of the Africans in the diaspora and like in the Caribbean, in North America, in Latin America, the black people outnumber any other caste.
Yes.
By far, or any other, you know, color, if you want to put it that way, by far. So you'd have a natural constitution which already has significant cultural similarities, similar tastes in many things. And so if you're in a smaller part of the world and you can see that bigger opportunity out there, you have no business saying, I can't get to it.
Right.
Just like Christopher Columbus sat on a ship, he didn't know where he was going, and he landed here, and he made something out of it. You should be able to do that.
Right.
And we are here in Africa saying that Africa is open. We now are calling you to come and take advantage of the opportunities. And I'll jump into the opportunities right now, but I think you wanted to say something.
Oh, no. Let me gonna jump into the opportunities. I do want to make a note for those who have been asking about travel opportunities. The group Sankofa Flamingo mm-hmm. that Christopher Davis had organized and the delegation, they are actually... they are facilitating people. They are connecting them with tour operators. And I think they have a group going to Ghana in October. The name of that group, again, is Sankofa Flamingo. And reach out to Christopher Davies for more information. I want to talk about the opportunities in Ghana and the wider... continent.
I just realized how great the contingent is, and I'm trying to make sure everyone gets the cover. Like, I'm excited. Yes.
All of those people joining us? Well, listen, bring them in. Let's go to the caller.
Here we go, commercial.
Producer, let's go to the caller. And then, producer, if you could find that song, Boy, by Giovanni and XTGT, I want to show my cousin something on the drums. You're going to go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You are on Guardian Radio AM. Good morning, caller. You still there? Good morning, caller. One, two. We apologize for not being able to connect your call. Please call back after this commercial break. Thank you, guys. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry and our esteemed guests from Ghana.
Here, listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call, all from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your device or Play Store for your Android device. The all new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Sipping on the drums, I already know you want the vibes we on. And you got the vision, east or west, it makes no difference. Follow us, we with it, I'm like never keep your distance. Gotta keep high power, either way I'm living. Right, drum up, at the beach, right? shut up. Hey, baby, just push up on me. That's how you can get it. You can see I come from that.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry. This is Erin Green sitting in with Mr. Newry today as we continue this conversation with our delegation, not just from Ghana, but from the Bahamas, Ghana, or Afri-Bahamas Trade Mission in Accra, Ghana, being led by His Excellency, Ambassador Designate to Ghana,
Andrew A.D. Wilson.
I am going to call you Brother Wilson.
Brother Wilson, that works.
From here on in. Inspired by that song. The song we led in with just now, audience, is Boy by Giovanni. And I had to play it because I wanted our guests in studio to be affirmed in the truth that we are cousins. And then they educated me a little bit and let me know that, yes, this is a West African
rhythm.
Yeah, yeah. As I keep telling people, right, it's not just the looks, it's the food, it's the music,
it's the culture,
it's the clothing, it's everything, it's the culture.
Yeah.
The tomato and thyme mm-hmm. is what they call it, not even a stalwart, it is a constant in the Bahamian diet. And then we found out that the reason the thyme persists, right? It insists on remaining with us. Thyme is a superfood.
Yeah.
It dilates blood vessels. It's great for people with high blood pressure, hypertension, swelling of the joints, and gout. It's an upper respiratory conditioner, and broadleaf thyme, its cousin, is a lower respiratory conditioner, and thyme would have even have been used to, at the right time, induce labor, and at the wrong time, abortive purposes, right?
Mm.
And so these are the things that have kept us tied together. These are the things that we have retained. In fact, that's the word right there, Sankofa, looking back, to capture those things that you must bring forward, but being prepared to leave some things behind.
Ms. Green, very quickly.
Yes.
So did you say the song was titled Boy?
Boy.
Boy is an exclamation in the Akan language in Ghana.
Yes.
Number two, in most Ghanaian and Nigerian songs, you'll find what we call the three chord strike. Right. You'll find that in all of them. And that's what gives us the rhythm and the flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's right there in the song that you just played.
We are claimed cousins. Now, Mr. Grant, we left off with opportunities.
Yes. You know, I always say that the Ghana story is, I've summarized this, is the story of three O's. Opportunity, openness, and optimism. And I started earlier on talking about how Ghana was the spearhead for African political emancipation. And once again, after many decades, has repositioned to spearhead African economic and financial emancipation. And Ghana has engineered all these very interesting policies which are actually facilitating inclusive growth. Not just growth, inclusive growth.
Awesome.
You know, where everybody has an opportunity to grow and contribute to the, you know, to the economy. And it first started with education, ensuring that there was free senior high school education for every Ghanaian. In the first 2 years of actually bringing this policy there,
mm-hmm.
And it's been an expensive thing for government, but it was essential.
Absolutely.
1.4 million kids went straight back to school because we were changing the structure of our economy.
Mm-hmm.
We were no more going to export our raw materials and resources, but we're going to add value. That in itself is another major opportunity for us. So when we say the first O, opportunity, what does it mean? First of all, Ghana is mineral rich. We have gold. We are the largest producer of gold on the African continent. We have oil and gas. We have bauxite. We have iron ore. We have manganese. And we have lithium, which is now considered the gold of the future.
Oh, yes.
Now, in the past, a lot of this has been exported in its raw form.
Yes.
And it hasn't augured well for our wealth as a country. But we are resetting under the able leadership of our president, President Nana Akufo-Addo, who has declared that we are going to build a Ghana beyond aid. We're going to use our own raw materials, our own human resources and capital to build our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we will not accept aid, but that will not be the premise on which we build our economy. Because we wanted to do it by ourselves, with ourselves, for ourselves. And that includes you, because you are also children of the soil.
Yes.
I mean, and he always says that the African in the diaspora, you know, Africa belongs to those of us who live on Africa as well as those in the diaspora.
Absolutely.
And so that opportunity is also available to you. But it's just not the mineral resources. The land of Ghana, 60% of the land of Ghana, mirrors exactly what's in Africa. It's agricultural land.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an extensive agricultural program to increase productivity, but also to facilitate food security.
Yes.
And ensure. So you educate your people, you ensure food security, and then you create an economy that will enable them actually elevate themselves beyond the primary economies and add value at higher levels of expertise and for greater income. You move up the value chain.
Mm-hmm.
And so those opportunities do exist. But that is just one. The other side is the creative arts.
And cultural exchange.
Absolutely. Where Africa and Ghana is super wealthy in diversity of culture.
Mm-hmm.
The food we eat, the music we produce, and we've just spoken about the music, the clothes we wear, the fabrics that we design,
mm-hmm.
you know, the art.
And the cloth that you make.
Yes, indeed.
Just, as simple as that.
And today, the Kente cloth has become the symbol of African, should I say...
Identity. Power, strength.
Yes, it is.
Unity, yes.
Indeed, it is. You know, so all these opportunities are there. But the bigger opportunity is that Ghana has positioned itself as an entry point and the gateway into the African market.
Continent.
Now, something we call the Africa Continental Free Trade Area, which has created the largest tariff-free market in the world since the WTO. It's a market larger than the EU, it's larger than, you know, America,
mm-hmm.
larger than Latin America, and comparative and comparable to Asia.
Yes.
You know, something very interesting that I chanced upon today. And even when you look at maps, you see drawn maps, and you look at the Africa continent, and you look at the other continent, you might think that they were bigger than Africa. Africa is about 31 million square miles.
We're going to start drawing maps as well. We know that it's been perverted, and in fact, they intentionally display Africa as smaller than its actual size. And the significant point is smaller than the European continent.
Let me tell you how dramatic it is. And I just said Africa is 31 million square miles. The whole of the EU, Europe, is about 10 million square miles.
Mm-hmm.
China is about 9.8 million square miles. The US is about 9 point something square miles. You can put Europe, China, and the United States all into Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll still be some little space left.
Yes.
That tells you how big the African market is and how much of an opportunity it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so even as we come down, we've come down, first of all, to reconnect. And the purpose of our mission in the Caribbean is to reconnect, but also to show that there are opportunities outside this market that you can take. And my very good friend, Ambassador Wilson, is a very good example of somebody who has taken that bold step. And I can bet you he's reaping the benefits.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest barriers to large commercial production in the Bahamas are environmental concerns and factors due to the delicate nature of
the island,
archipelago.
Yes. Yeah.
I imagine that Ghana, if not Ghana itself, Ghana can facilitate access to countries on the continent that have the infrastructure necessary for this level of manufacturing and the capacity to respond to the environmental concerns to mitigate the impact of this production on the environment on the continent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I keep saying, if you're a businessman in the Bahamas, you might be inclined to say, okay, well, the U.S. is my potential market. The islands themselves are the potential market. But they pale in comparison to the African opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you produce in Africa, you can export to any other African country tariff-free.
Absolutely.
Today, the African economy is a $3.4 trillion economy. With the AFCFTA, the potential to double that and triple that is very much alive.
Are there any lobbying efforts for the Caribbean as a region, maybe bounded by CARICOM,
mm-hmm.
To be affiliated or a member of the African Union so that we also can benefit from the exemptions, like to be able to trade and to move our goods produced on the continent to our markets off of the continent with minimal taxation?
Very interesting question. And yesterday we started that conversation with the Prime Minister that is very important to reconnect. But the diaspora, as you know, the diaspora is known as the sixth region? The sixth region of Africa.
Yes.
Because Africa has recognized, the African Union does recognize that it's important to actually embrace the diaspora. I mean, today in many other parts of the world, I mean, the diaspora is looked upon as a minority.
Mm-hmm.
And we know all the problems with minorities. Meanwhile, there's an African continent that is actually waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you all come together, we are a majority. Now, we just shouldn't be a majority in numbers. We can be a majority in economics. We can be a majority in the finance. We have the numbers. We have the raw materials. Let me take one step back again. Yes. The African continent today is home to not less than 40% of the mineral resources left in the world. 90% of the world's deposits of platinum are in Africa. 90% of the world's deposits of cobalt and chromium are in Africa. A significant proportion of lithium, that we all know is the gold of the future, is in Africa. Copper, coltan, and everybody who uses a mobile phone has a bit of coltan.
And listen, what a wonderful point, Your Excellency, I come to you right now. And perhaps it's important for us to come back to Africa to establish our presence on the continent, because the fight for lithium is going to get hotter than even lithium can get. Your Excellency, and then Miss McKinsey, who I'm still upset, miss me on the great return.
So, yes, I just adding to what Mr. Grant has said, Ghana is the gateway to Africa. The Bahamas is the gateway to the Caribbean, North and South America. Imagine a Bahamas in which a World Trade Center sits, and the raw materials, the finished products, the commodities of Africa are traded through the Bahamas to the United States, to the Caribbean, to the South America. It will create immense wealth for all of our people.
Absolutely. Miss McKinsey, it is wonderful.
I should say one point.
Okay, absolutely.
Now, you know that what the cherry on the cake is?
Yes.
The African continent, with all our landmass, and Ambassador said it earlier, we are home to 60% of the remaining arable land left in the world. That means that Africa in the future could potentially feed the world with the growing crisis of the environment and climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you look at climate change, Africa contributes less than 4% to global emissions.
Mm-hmm. And so it's ethical manufacturing, because you entering a zone that has minimal negative output.
Absolutely.
This is, and I thought you were going to tell us that it's because the continent hosts the most mango varieties in the world, and you could have a different mango every month. Thank you very much, Mr. Grant. Ms. Annabelle McKenzie, Director of Beyond the Return. Tell us briefly, tell the audience what Beyond the Return is, what you do, and I know a lot of audience members want to know, how do they begin this journey? How do they begin the journey of returning to Ghana?
Okay. Well, thank you for having me today. It's wonderful to be here in the Bahamas. So, as you said, my name is Annabelle McKenzie. I work for Ghana Tourism Authority as the Director of Beyond the Return. Now, if we go back, Ghana has always been at the forefront of the Pan-African movement. You have the Joseph Project, PANAFEST, you know, our first president, Kwame Nkrumah. So Ghana has always been welcoming to the diaspora. In 2019, we had the Year of Return, which commemorated 400 years since the first documented enslaved Africans arrived in Jamestown, Virginia. And the president of Ghana invited all of us, diaspora. I'm sure you can tell from my accent that I grew up in America, even though I'm African. I grew up in Denver, Colorado, and I returned home to Ghana in 2018. So I celebrated my 5-year anniversary on May 4th of living in Ghana. So in 2019, the president invited us home to commemorate all of the things and the struggles that we went through as descendants of the transatlantic slave trade. To follow up to that success, we launched Beyond the Return, which is a 10-year initiative, and it's a decade of African Renaissance. And with that initiative, we want the diaspora to come back to Ghana to help her be what she would have been had it not been for slavery, being colonized, and recognizing that Africa is now, Africa is the future, Africa is home. Africa and Ghana, we have so much to offer. Everything that you need is in Africa. All of the natural resources, the land, the food, the culture, and the environment. And we go on missions like this throughout the world. Right now we're in the Caribbean to promote Africa and what she is. The story that has been told about Africa in the West is not the story of what she is. We want to own our own narrative. We want to tell our own story, and we will continue to do that. And we are glad to be here in the Bahamas to interact with the diaspora and other businesses to bring them back to Ghana and also establish relationships.
I can't be mad at you anymore. There's still space for me. There's still opportunity to return. Let's go to this caller, and then we get back to you, and then we talk about tomorrow. And because, you know, Bahamians love to run up big talks, and I think we're going to have some big, important talks tomorrow at UB. It's headphones, everyone. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM. Good morning, caller. One, two, let's go to the next caller, producer, please. Good morning, caller. One, two, I apologize, callers, and I promise you, if you call back and leave your name with the producer, I will give you a taste of Africa with some sea grape and thyme lemonade at our next farmer's market. That's the least I could do if you couldn't connect today. And now, Ms. McKenzie.
Yes.
Cultural exchanges. Visiting is one thing. I'm ready to work. Where can I find out what Ghana is looking for in their newest citizens, right? Where can I go to find information to explore what my return can look like and how I can plan this out?
Okay. Well, one of the biggest things that the government is working on right now is the Homeland Return Act. And so that will be actually a direct pathway to citizenship for the diaspora. Because what the government realized is there's a standard citizenship process, but we needed something that targeted the diaspora. So there will be a diaspora residence permit. There will be a different process to get citizenship. There will also be a program so you can integrate into the culture. Because I say I've been living in Ghana for 5 years now, but I spent the first 2 years really learning a lot about Ghanaian culture and customs and how to be a part of society and contribute to it. So it's very important for the diaspora not just to come to Ghana. I would say African Americans and Western diaspora, we can be sometimes a bit aggressive and maybe forceful. And I always tell people, we are coming to Ghana to collaborate to build the continent, not dictate. And so understanding how things work are very important. Learning local languages, learning customs. I know one thing for me, I'm left-handed. And so in West Africa, you should do most things with your right hand, eating, giving people money, and those different things. So it's something I had to train myself on. I still write with my left hand, but now I eat with my right hand. I give money with my right hand because it's just a respectful thing to do. So little things like that will help you integrate into society. And with the Homeland Return Act and other organizations, we will make sure that the diaspora can integrate into society without any issues.
Absolutely. I find that fascinating. I wanted to ask the question, how do you trade on the continent? I have a business, a small agribusiness, very tiny, and so limited marketing. I sell my product. that has sort of cross culture here, because we are quaint, quiet, colonial, polite colonial fishing village. You wait for the tourists to come up and smile and inquire about a product. I am selling products. What is doing business like on Ghana? And is it, Mr. Wilson, is it like doing business in the Bahamas?
Pretty much the same. Yes. The logistics of it would be the same as if you were looking at doing business out of Miami, out of New York. One of the challenges that you would have is that, for instance, if you're a small producer of traditional medicine, how do you get your package from Ghana to the Bahamas cost effectively? Mm-hmm. DHL, you know, can be a bit expensive. So there are some holes that need to be fixed in terms of ease of moving products from Ghana to the Bahamas. But what we are looking at doing is consolidating products, moving them by container to the Bahamas, and then onward transshipment to them wherever they are to go in the United States or elsewhere.
Absolutely. This is the music. I can hear the music. I know the audience can hear the music, but I don't mind if my guests don't hear it, because this conversation is just spectacular. We go into a break, and when we get back from the break, we get to get the details. Tell me, how do I register for the summit? Let me know. Do I have to have a business to be able to attend? What are the details? We're excited to talk about it right after this break. So please stay tuned to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We will be right back.
Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call, all from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You can get it. You can see I come from NASA. I like her from Abaco. Either way, she can move her body. Either way, I can take it slow. You don't want any problems, babe.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Nuri. This is Erin Green on the mic for a moment. We're having a wonderful discussion with the delegation from Ghana being led by His Excellency Andrew D. Wilson, Ambassador Designate to Ghana. And I am here trying to figure out how I am going to assume my Ghanaian citizenship. I'm so glad I met you all today, because I've been to Zambia and I had the application in. I was really working on it, but now I have a really difficult choice to make. First question, can I be a citizen of multiple countries on the continent?
Why not?
We have dual citizenship in Ghana. The laws of Ghana allow dual citizenship.
I am almost there. Okay, we have to get now to the details of the conference. But before that, I have some texts here. Very interesting questions. It's a sort of a series. Can I purchase land in Ghana for tourism purposes or agricultural purposes or just to build a home? And are there concessions, consider, you know, if it's for tourism or an agriculture-based business, like maybe I wanted to start canning tomatoes, would I have to partner with a Ghanaian? Like in Bahamian law, there's some industries that are restricted, and you have to partner with a Bahamian. And yeah, I think that is the scope of the questions, these sort of requirements for establishing a business.
So let me start that by reiterating the very first point, that you can even get Ghanaian citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the next level, mm-hmm. I'll say that, going back to your earlier question about how do you do business in Ghana, one of the best ways to do business in Ghana is to build relationships and partnerships with Ghanaian businesses. So I'll take it in two parts. For example, if you want to invest in an opportunity in Ghana, let's say agriculture, I'm farming right now, he's also farming, there are many Ghanaian farmers. Sometimes capital is one of the limitations. So you could go into an arrangement where you invest in an already existent Ghanaian business in agriculture or in the arts and crafts mm-hmm. or in mineral resources or some other area. And what will happen is that the laws of Ghana will give you the opportunity to be protected so that that business earns returns and then you get your returns out. That's one way. Two, if it's just a trading relationship, then you just want to set up some sort of trading contract with, let's say, a manufacturer in Ghana who is going to then supply you your $4,500 worth of, you know, articrafts, let's say, every week, which you then export from Ghana and import into the Bahamas and sell to the millions of people who are coming here on holiday, mm-hmm. etc. So you can have a contractual relationship with, you know, any of our businesses, small or medium scale. Three, if you want to, let's say, invest in a tourism or leisure facility in Ghana, again, it will be good if you do it in partnership with somebody. Now, in terms of title to land, there are various types of title to land. Mm-hmm. There's the allodial title, there are leases, subleases, etc. There are some legal requirements, but I think that the simplest way to go about it is by investing in an opportunity where you can, you know, participate in the risk sharing and the reward sharing
yes.
with some other Ghanaian who is in that kind of business. And even if it is a matter of, you know, acquiring land like Retamali did, mm-hmm. you know, at some point if you are a citizen, then you can get full skill rights to, you know, land and all of those other things.
Okay, absolutely. Sir, Mr. Grant?
Yes, additionally, if you're interested in setting up a business, and you are not yet a Ghanaian, even if you're Ghanaian, you should try and come through the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, where we'll register you and then we'll assist you mainstream your investment into an existing business or a new business, as it may be.
Yes.
But we are ready. We are looking for partnerships, sustainable partnerships, particularly linkages for trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the trade opportunity is even much, much bigger.
Oh, yes.
It's much, 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 much bigger.
Absolutely.
And so that is one of the focus that we'll have. And tomorrow at the summit, we actually have the privilege of having the Prime Minister actually participate. So that tells you how serious he takes this.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And I wanted to ask the question, how does the diplomatic mission support the work of the trade mission? But that's, let me put that aside for another conversation. Tell us more about the conference. How do I register?
Pretty much just show up. Just show up at the Franklin R. Wilson
Center,
the RBC Auditorium. You can register on site. It's free.
Mm-hmm. And if you're unfamiliar with that, it's a new center, and you go through the entrance near the library.
That's right.
And it's just beyond yes. the library.
That's right.
Absolutely. There's ample parking available at yes. the university. That's mm-hmm. not an issue. And it's going to be a great conversation from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That's right.
Should I bring anything with me? Do I need a notebook? I need to bring my tablet? It's time to take notes. I need to bring my business cards.
Whatever you're comfortable with,
right?
Bring it.
Bring my smartphone so I can exchange information.
Yes. An open mind.
And
an open mind.
The networking opportunities. I've already learned so much mm-hmm. from our guests today, the minister and Mr. Grant and yourself, sir. Tell us just a bit about the networking opportunities for existing businesses and people that have an idea.
Well, you'd be able to speak one-on-one
with these gentlemen in the room?
Everybody from the minister, myself, GIPC, and, you know, we're all interconnected. And so when you speak with Mr. Grant, Mr. Kinnear, there's less than 6 degrees of separation. There's one degree of separation between Mr. Grant and the president of Ghana.
Yes.
And by virtue of that, 2 degrees of separation with the entire country, with the entire continent of Africa. So just come, network, take your time. You're not going to, it's not going to happen overnight, but the journey of a million miles begin with the first step.
Now, I see in the press release that the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and Employers Confederation and a representative from the Bahamas Financial Services Board will be involved in the discussions. Are there representatives from similar entities in Ghana at the table for the summit?
Unfortunately, no, but we represent a broad, you know, constituency, because GIPC works with the Ministry of Trade, work with the Ministry of Finance, we work with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, and we actually have a Deputy Foreign Minister here. He's currently engaged in another set of meetings, so he'll be there.
Okay,
and we have the Minister of Information. I mean, if you want information about Ghana, there's no
this
better
is it right here.
Than the Minister of Information.
All right.
We have Marina Lamte, who is head of the Diaspora Investment Desk at the GIPC. So she's also well connected and well positioned to answer. And we have a diaspora Ghanaian who actually lives in Canada but is doing stuff globally with music. And so he's also going to be there, and he show you how to connect. Remember, we spoke about how a Bahamian musician can connect to the African continent through partnerships. And he's been hosting stuff in Canada on the diaspora, the African music scene, and all that.
So I would like to thank you, sir, for doing your part in bringing African music and culture across the seas. I have been, I'd like to use a European word for clamp, is that it? I've been upset greatly that there seems to be a lack of African sounds that are so natural to me as an African in the diaspora. But you could see this shift in popular music and in Global North production, and it's just great to see and to hear African artists taking their place. And like the Bahamian song I played just now, they sound like us.
And interestingly, was it yesterday? As we were walking, we had some actual Afrobeat.
Playing,
in the morning.
Absolutely.
And that was very exciting for me. I mean, I said, oh, okay, it's here too. But it's always been here in a different form or shape.
Absolutely.
But now we want to connect. It's all about connectivity. But I just also want to say, we're not just going to be in the Bahamas. We're going to be in Guyana, and we're going to be in Barbados.
Okay.
We've been through Jamaica, Trinidad, and Tobago. And we'll try and cover all the islands. But the real issues, let's reconnect. There is real opportunity for mutual benefit.
And are you considering the Bahamas as a hub for further expansion into the wider Caribbean?
Yes, we are. We are. The Bahamas is a gateway to the entire Caribbean sub-region, and Accra is a gateway to Africa. It couldn't get better than that.
It is, and the Bahamas is the gateway
to North America as
and
Canada. So, yeah, we look forward to the Bahamas being the center of trade with the continent of Africa.
Now, we've got about 5 minutes left, so I really would like, if you can, to share contact information for the Ghanaian Investment Policy Center.
Promotion Center.
Promotion Center for the Afri-Bahamian Trade Mission in Accra. And Ms. McKenzie for Beyond the Return, and any agencies that people can connect to if they're interested in exploring the rest of their new lives and exploring opportunities to build relationships between the Bahamas and Ghana. And then I've got a couple of callers.
Right. Okay. I'll quickly just tell you how you can contact.
Yes, absolutely.
Just go on. I mean, Google gives us access to anything. Just Google GIPC Ghana. It's the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, but it's GIPC. We are on Instagram. We are on LinkedIn. We are on Twitter. And Facebook. So we are really accessible. We have portals through which you can ask questions. And additionally, you can contact the Diaspora Investment Desk on this number, +233 50 572 4006. And you have access to the Diaspora Desk, and we have a support line and a request line, so we can answer your questions that you want. But just go on our social media. You see what we do, the things we do, and you have contact and access to us.
Absolutely.
Most often, my email is aw@qbcgroup.com. Aside from that, most afternoons when I'm on the island, I can be found at the Palm Tree Restaurant at the roundabout Cable Beach opposite Starbucks.
The Palm Tree. When I was a little girl, my daddy used to bring home Palm Tree burgers on a Friday night, and you get to take a bite on a Saturday night.
Yes.
I hope that we are bringing the cultural connection from the community the Palm Tree arose in to Cable Beach, and then we can begin infusing some Ghanaian flavor, because it is indeed Bahamian flavor at the same time.
Well, what we're actually looking for is to have a palm tree in Ghana.
So y'all could serve stew conch with tomato and thyme and okra instead of flour to thicken it, because my African brothers and sisters know about okra.
Yes, we do.
This is awesome.
And by the way, as you talk of flavor, just want to do something before we leave.
Yes,
what's your favorite day of the week?
Saturday. Yes.
In Ghana, we name our queens based on the day of the week.
Yes.
So Yofi, if she was in Ghana, she'll be called Ama.
Yes.
So to give you a Ghanaian flavor, next time I come here, I'm going to call you Ama.
Why, thank you. Y'all can't touch this. Don't ask him why he don't know my name. That's my new name. I'd like to thank you very much. Right? We have, and these are things that we share as well, these traditions of naming each other. It's such a beautiful connection. And most of all, what I appreciate is creating a sustainable economic system by rooting it in what is real, and what is real is our connections to one another.
That's right.
Our shared history and our lived experiences. That is what is most real. And the mangoes. Oh, Africa is filled with mangoes. And for that, I love it. We are all out of time. The music is playing. I would like to thank Mr. C.A. Newry for letting me lead this discussion. I'd like to thank my guests from the continent. I want to call you all the diaspora, because we are family. Ms. McKenzie, Ms. Honorable Nkrumah,